When I was in my late teens or early 20s, I went to visit my nan in Sweden. We spent some really lovely time together. She lived in a very rural part of Sweden in the forest. And we went swimming in the lakes and walking together in the forest, picking berries, that kind of thing, mushrooms. And she and we had lots of wonderful conversations, and she was an artist, and she painted icons. So she was a massive inspiration to me. Yeah, I had her all to myself that summer because, yeah, I'd come all the way from England and I was spending time with her in her home. But she had many grandchildren, so that was quite unusual. And she made me feel very special. And although I knew that she didn't have much spare money, she gave me some of her money to go and buy a souvenir to take home. She gave me it in kroners because they didn't have the euro, they had kroners. So we drove together down in her old car to the nearest town, and they had this little trinket shop. And I bought this, it was a clay vase made out of clay, and it was glazed with blue and green colors that I really liked. And it had this lovely texture to it. And I thought, I'm gonna buy that vase too, and I'll always remember this time with my grandma, and I'm gonna have it in my new home when I get my own flat. And I was really hoping to move on into my own flat at some point soon, because I'd grown out of living at home with my parents, and I just wanted my own space, and I wanted to be an adult, and I wanted to be the sort of person that had a vase that could put flowers in them and, yeah, be independent. So yeah, I still have the vase, and although my taste has changed a lot since I was that age, it's still really a pretty vase, and I will always look at it and think of that day that we went to the shops together to buy my vase.